in Australia, but with batteries, the cost is coming down dramatically. And in some parts of Australia, it's already a grid parity where remote communities are on diesel. Solar and batteries combined are cheaper than diesel power generation. And within the next sort of 12 to 24 months, during peak pricing times, battery storage will reach parity with the grid. And
a battery storage in remote areas you're talking
about? No, yeah, that's in the cities of, in Australia. And so this is lithium-ion batteries, the batteries you would have in your mobile phone or in your laptop. And you might just size the battery enough to generate enough power for yourself during that peak period part of the day. And the investment would pay itself off in like less than 8 years, which is similar to what you saw with solar panels, you know, over the past decade, where people have been making investment decisions based on a similar payback period. Now the payback for solar, though, is sort of 3 or 4 years, but there was a big uptake in Australia on the solar panel side, and I think we'll see a similar thing with batteries as it reaches grid parity with peak pricing.
The making of lithium batteries, where are they made? Is it going to be the same situation where all the solar panels are made in China?
The main manufacturers are in China, as you say. Germany also has a large manufacturing base for batteries. There is a manufacturer based in South Australia called Zen Energy, and I think that we'll see a combination of local and imported product.
What size of a battery, say, for my house?
Well, I haven't been to your house, but I would say probably the size of a small bar fridge for a typical house. Very compact. It could go in the garage.
That's extremely compact. Given that solar panels are mainly made in China, well, the bulk of the manufacturing of solar panels is in China, I think we can reasonably expect that the bulk of the manufacturing of lithium batteries is going to be in China also. Who's watching what China does in its standards when it comes to its mining standards, when it comes to its environmental management, when it comes to how it treats its workforce, its health and safety? Is Australia going to get the benefit of these cheap products at the expense of Chinese people and the Chinese environment?
I think the Chinese government is very focused on environmental standards and that they need to bring themselves in line with international norms. Interestingly, a paper was published by Professor Peter Sheehan from Victoria University in Nature magazine earlier this year, which showed that air pollution, air quality, in 58 cities in China was a massive driver for turning off all the coal-fired power stations, a bigger driver than concerns around climate change. And air quality and the associated health impacts is of great concern to China. And I think that this announcement that they've just made is further cementing their resolve to restructure their energy sources and become more energy efficient as well. And so yes, they haven't got a great track record with environmental management and occupational health and safety, but most of the companies now in China want to source funding from international capital markets, and the banks that lend to these companies in Europe and the United States have environmental risk managers. I was one myself at JP Morgan for 9 years, and they require that the companies increasingly implement international environmental standards consistent with like the World Bank and IFC performance standards.